Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to SD Bacalwit.
Douglas Ramon is on the Angel Lo, Nona by the Catamarina Tat,
10A,
Catamarina 36, Peter York, Nota Pijasane, E.
And I will actually start with
a moment of silence. And then do that again.
Thank you, everybody. Again, removal of 10A.
And
if I can get an adoption of the agenda. Moving along to we'll start now with comments, questions, concerns? Seeing none, all in favor? Unanimous in-house.
In favor.
Namasakto for the name, the city go catamitutimining it, 31 November 9, 2021.
Move on a seconder, please. Councilor
Akumale, I pay your Stevenson.
Comments, questions, concerns?
How to say, I pick it.
Seeing
none, Namasakto.
Unanimous, in-house, Councilor
Fawcett.
In favor.
Namasakto for the name.
And C. Special City Council meeting number 32,
dated
November 15, 2021.
Councilor
Kumalik and
Secretary Mayor Howell.
Comments, questions,
concerns?
Seeing none, call for a vote.
Unanimous, Councilor Fawcett.
In favor.
In favor.
Moving along to D. Planning and Development Committee of the Whole. The
Panautilary Name Paper Letters in the Catamigala, November 16, or the Logo. Begat the Chizio, Catamigi Shepherd, I pay you.
Deputy Mayor Awa, thank you.
Mayor Tule Awa, Hoyaname, Ismailo Tapakuti.
Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Panawagotale,
Namasato, Juanito, Ilunatic, Catamigi Fawcett.
In favor.
Is there any declaration of interest? Sorry? I thought that was the last one I just did. Oh, okay, let's just do it over again. The D?
I have F.
Yeah, I have F2. I may have, it was the planning? Okay, so sorry, thank you. Thank you, Tammy. F, Emergency City Council Meeting number 34, dated
November 23,
Councilor Flaherty and Councilor Shepherd.
Councilor Shepherd,
call for a vote. Call for a vote. Unanimous in-house, Councilor
Fawcett.
In favor.
Namasakto Hoyaname.
Is there any declaration of interest?
In memoato anili, Katamajutimut.
Seeing none, we're going to do the
Staff Sergeant Robert Gallant.
Gallant, you don't have to read the whole document. We are going to do the
Katamajutimut. Pilo Atanganit. och hur så hittar vi hur den är mig.
Your Worship, Deputy Mayor, Member of the Council, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is Staff Sergeant Rob Gallant. I'm the Iqaluit RCMP Detachment Commander. Our human resource in Iqaluit saw the departure of Constable Charles Faubert,
Charles
and we are
Robert.
Awaiting the arrival of Constable William
Constable William.
On the 26th of October, when I was at the Mayor and Council meeting, question about the mental And you'll see in this month report the numbers are increasing back to 7. So that's why I was able to come
in. And then,
I have looked at that. To go down south as a community, to basically get the treatment that he needs.
How she was made away, Mama Shabbat, the Huja, what to get down on that. Italy, no, 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 no.
If there's more program in place to assist with the substance abuse,
Pilgrims, how much down on it, Tamasco, and Eka Jorna, to me,
community, we need to provide support to meet vulnerable needs and do better to tackle mental health and addiction. Program initiatives such as counseling, healing, detox, rehabilitation. Treatment center. Some of the stuff that we're able to do. Mental. Our system is not compatible with the system.
Impaired
driver, people with reckless behavior on our roads, and then also we
have
We talk about the Catholic RCMP detachment is working on our national offender registry compliance.
Palesiko,
people are not drinking and driving, they are, they're
kikutuinga nana kuyo pangikalo mga taanga ya tiksuka sa malutilunit.
And then we did some school lockdown.
Ilinia bemilo. Matu sila waluta ilinia tutatan le kanso jana. Kanso sina hatela o mayo.
School visit and then we do our annual
form. Ilinia bemi no patutalo.
We send the member on the RCMP arson investigation course.
Kauju sana mo ilinera yata chilau mayo ko kauju mayo may tamakon nga ikana yata haro maluta kauju sa waya halat pata pagkaso waya kaso ng matakik kauju yung minenda takun na to minenda lunet tamakon ilinera tao waya halau ng ata dalunay yaksa magla lau mayo pala ilinera tayo ilalangin ni kano peon sa ko pinili ko ng mga ta ilinya ko maluta tabata ko ni kale ako si majoy tabata ko ni kale ako yaka maya kate majoy lo ko yan na may ubane ko nakita ko maapit ko tita hato hanapat ko yan na may staff sergeant galan apit ko te isumalo te maya utole ama
the McMeer bill. When the began in 7 ila uminga kha aparatu nyarlunga we are speaking in the over for understand a better do you have the a device that can perhaps, example of maybe something like that to type down the license number and pop up.
License at nasauting in the titagato na lugo sakiso.
Pass.
Gulote kagata yaku time ito mili pila kito tahakisi. Kano isuman ng mga ta watero.
So, okay. So what happened is when we following a vehicle, if we pull the vehicle,
we
provide the plate, the vehicle description, if there's any type of offense associated with it,
the occupant,
the patient, or the other members to know what's going on, there's
then supervision is related to
our OCC operator. And then at that time, they got to provide us with the registration information.
Tuh ni sih gak hafal tu. Nah, saya tengah ni, nona kuyu, nalu nak tahu semalune. Ada ini tangan ni, tahu je saya harai kita. Karena tami paling sih kene tahu je gak tu cuma tahu kena me pilih tu tak mangata. Tuk sih gak aku tengen ni.
Having said that, we're in the process of installing a mobile. Working right in the police
department.
is basically bringing forward, so we're going to basically trial with one. And then
they
pull a car over. Because the department is telling them they're doing the roads. It talks to our OCC. And at that time, they're able to get all the information right on the
computer.
Thank you as always. Following up on some of our previous questions and getting that data and bringing it here, I know some of the points you mentioned tonight were raised previously by
a former MLA.
You end up interacting with and taking into detention.
I think
it would be beneficial for us to know what percentage of the people that are in troubles here are residents of Bacolod and how many of them are in the communities when it comes to maybe alcohol policy at the GM level. there might be things we can lobby for.
Hane ule gona to chawa yagata gaba makuno ato gona yagato ne pilege jepeno tabane tamako ato kisimago tego tamako ato inna pata pevale utilla ka janga
at a level of resident
tamane nona la me ta mane kalwa khanuna la me ta una kalwa khallo ne ta natigu jawjo
So if that could be in future, if possible, that would be appreciated. And I just want to say that
invite
all of our community on Thursday at 11:30 in front of V Division headquarters. Here is the unveiling of the special constable statue that's been created. It's one of the most beautiful public art pieces you're ever going to see in this community. It's absolutely incredible. So I hope to see lots of members out and lots of our residents.
The question that you posed there was posed previously, and I came back and then tried to get the information that you were seeking, and then through my research and tried to see if there's any type of document that you're able to produce and all that. The way our system works is that we build on the data that we put in there. And then if I'm dealing with somebody, the person could be like living here, but he could have been previously, and it's not accurate, because there's a lot of basically transient, and for me, I could be in a system with 2-3 different
addresses.
Unless you go, Before they didn't have nothing after that that they reported, then the address would still be from Kemerut or somewhere else.
And thank you, Staff Sergeant.
Sergeant
Councilor Shepherd.
Robert Galan.
Coming when you come here, you provide us with information and with respect I think there's an issue. What you just said, but also people who go through the new justice and aren't allowed to go back to their communities. Our municipal
Government.
So I don't know
you talk about the justice I'm just reporting back that I had looked at it a different lens. I even approached the analysis.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming.
We have the National Care Driving Initiative, so we'll be out there.
Moving along to councillor's Councillor Flaherty, go ahead.
I can take this up. Thank you, Mayor Bell. Good evening, Mayor Bell, Deputy Mayor Awa, fellow councillors, city staff, residents of Iqaluit who are listening online. I sit here in chambers as an elected councillor, who is also a student enrolled in 8-month full-time university accredited language program. I have shared in chambers this past summer that my late mom, Mabel, endured 13 years of provincial schools. She went on to become Canada's first professional Inuk, having graduated from Winnipeg School of Nursing in 1962. Even in achieving the unthinkable back then, one of the consequences of residential schools is that she was unable to pass down the Siglic, the coastal dialect of Inuvialuktun to me. This is why I take Rachel in Peruvik's class until April 2022. Language, I would like to publicly acknowledge a letter to the mayor received from our Nunavut language commissioner, In her letter dated November 12, Commissioner Ahlia expressed concerns on the city's press conference streamed live in English. It describes how the Inuktuk stream was uploaded and available 2 hours after the press conference. She wrote about the Inuit Language Protection Act, with specific attention to Section 3, Subsection 2A(i), whereby all organizations must communicate with the public in Inuit language when delivering essential services, including, quote, emergency rescue or similarly urgent services or interventions. End quote. Our reality, as we are all aware, is that the majority of our residents are Inuit. Many homes do not have social media, and even if they do, there will be unilingual Inuktitut speakers tuning into live broadcasts. I think back to the government of Nunavut, COVID-19 press conferences, when we had outbreaks of COVID-19, which were also broadcast daily at times. Dr. Patterson informed us all in English, and Ulipika Ikiloa provided on the spot consecutive interpretation. English and Inuktitut speakers were informed immediately and at the same time. Mayor Bell and fellow councillors, moving forward, I support Commissioner Ahiak's recommendation for the city to adopt good policies, and we should consider to include executive interpretation in our communications in times of emergency, like our current ongoing water emergency and the do not consume water.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The safety of our residents and our taxi drivers. We can't have another situation like we did this past weekend. Acts to escalate the situation. In light of this latest violence against a taxi driver and the ensuing response, the Taxi Review Committee, in partnership with Municipal Enforcement, will submit an update of the taxi bylaw with a focus on improving safety for drivers and passengers. We will review options such as mandatory plexiglass shielding to separate drivers and passengers at all times, banning passengers from the front seat, and adding additional enforcement measures relating to driver actions. The taxi industry is essential service, and at this point, no one is off the table to help ensure safe service delivery for both drivers and passengers.
Thank you very much, Councillor Shepherd. Any other councillor statements? Seeing none, we will move on to committee reports. Planning Committee of the Whole Meeting Number 09 report.
I'd like to report that there was
Mayor Bell, can you repeat the motion, please?
Okay, perfect. Sorry, I got distracted.
I'm in favor.
Thank you. Everyone else in the house? In favor, Councillor? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. I will be abstaining from this motion.
Sorry, I said thank you without my mic. Thank you. That was passed
unanimously.
The floor is yours again.
Thank you, Mayor Bell.
Second
recommendation.
I panga ato ko yao yao PD 21-68. Bigyak te para katimaja kala ato ko yao katimaja ni tili sa ko yao te kanay yao te ne ato chaga ko yao ko yao te pisa sa le ko te milo ne pisa sa yao ko te kaus sa ko yao si mayo akit sa ngan ne amma nalaw ta ta sa mayo ta sa yao te no kina yao isa ka yao ngo ato ato ane ato na no na le jute ne na lu na ta sa mayo ne no na sta ko ne ape ko te ho te selo
seeing none call for a vote in house to
ne ro ta na ma sa to ilo ne ta ba ne to
an abstention
ta se ne ro ga ne
Sler Fawcett
ka te mayo Fawcett
in favor
na ma sa to ho jan na me
Councillor Kumalik
ho jan na me ka te mayo Kumalik.
Moving on to
bylaws 8.
General plan bylaw number, sorry, bylaw 2020 number.
Civil Department, so I don't know the panel to the Maligala 2020-898.
Councillor Kumalik, Kumalik seconds.
Kumalik.
No comments, questions, or concerns. I'll just call for a vote in favor.
I'll put the hang on the name of the
in favor.
Number two,
zoning bylaw.
To no, bylaw number
899.
Please,
Deputy Mayor. There is no comments, questions, or concerns. Unanimous in House, Councillor
Fawcett.
In favor. In favor.
Number 4, amendment to zoning.
In favor.
Number 5,
land disposal
bylaw. No, 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 no,
Councillor Shepherd, call for a vote. All in favor.
Shepherd, I pay you. Number 6, Councillor Fawcett. One eight, Shepherd.
In favor.
Number 6, Hojan Namek.
Moving on to B, request for decision. Sorry, new business. B, which is not a request for decision.
Completed by
That its application was successful in the amount of 5,752. Golo atune kei na vjane atune ane
inno. 5.7 million.
Piti taune ane inno. 5.7 million.
Based on the partnership framework that was included in the city's submission.
Piti telo ne ang taulo to.
The city would be the applicant and project owner.
Tutsera pelega taune atuna mena hatte ulote.
The contractor. NCC
to amaino no pelega pelega birutana.
TBDC. As a project advisor, and the Hanoi Corporation would be the ultimate recipient and operator through a purchase agreement and lease transfer Staff are seeking approval tonight to
present the
project as per its application to the CMHC Rapid Housing Initiative and the National Development Fund. Programs.
Canata Melo,
CMHC under the Rapid Housing Initiative and the $5 million for the design and construction for this project, and enter into agreements with the new corporation for the purchase and operation of the development of Concord Village, as well as relocating the Jonesport lots. The benefits of this project include up to 18 additional units added to the housing stock. The project would provide targeted housing for vulnerable groups as part of the funding criteria, and including that identified as 50% of the units would be the unit story would be for Inuit,
and specific would be for Inuit
women and women with children. And another advantage, of course, is that the project is 100% funded under the CMHC programs. And of course, this project does align with the mayor's task force of affordable housing. And one of the items is, of course, division. Which is that working together, the city of partners will enable the development of additional housing units in Iqaluit for 10 years.
And current community housing needs.
And of these 1,400 units, the targeted is below market affordable housing to support Iqaluit's residents
in
greatest
need of
housing.
The strategy
is housing resources towards this project.
Staff will be requesting that council approve a project budget to exceed
I feel like giving my chair away to make this motion, but I'll take Councillor Shepherd's motion. Comments, questions, concerns? Councillor Shepherd, right away.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I unreservedly support this project. Assuming this is supported by my colleagues, would
Minister Hussein.
Thank you, Mayor Bell. Just to put my two cents in, I'm really proud of the city, despite everything that's going on.
I don't see any other questions, comments, concerns. Seconded by Councillor Stevens. Unanimous in favor. Thank you. Have a good night,
Councillor Fawcett.
Yeah, you guys too.
We're going to take a 10-minute break.
Councillor Shepherd, thank you. Seconded by Councillor Kumalik.
Katame Shepherd, we have to choose I pay you, Katame Kumalik, Namasapto, Ilonate, Poganame.
Are we good to go?
I pay you.
Councillor Shepherd, do you
want to? Katame Shepherd, Pekuangale or Mabe.
Yes, yes.
Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I move to accept
the vaccination
in council chambers.
Our interpreter tonight is our staff.